Town, Berea, Yeovil, and Forest Hill. Regular updates will be provided to customers.
En teen slotte Prinses Anne van Brittanje het geringe besering sien hartskudding opgedoen. Buckingham Palace sê die 73-jarige prinses sal na verwagting vinnig en teen volle herstel. Die oorsaak van haar beserings is nie bevestig nie. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The ANC has confirmed that former Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Zizi Kodwa, who's been accused of corruption, is returning to Parliament.
Hey, okay. Well now, Chanel. Well now. What a day. What a day.
Yeah.
Dinsdag. Do you do any online shopping? I mean, okay, let me ask you more specifically. Are you a Shein or Temu user?
So I've never used them before, but I am an online shopper. I'm just one of those people that likes to support local.
Yes, me too. Because why? If you're from the Cape, it's where the textile industry was strong once. Well, that's a big, big story. As South Africa's e-commerce giant, Naspers, which houses Takealot, Superbalist, Mr. D and everything, obviously been battling with the wave of products from the East and the West. Shein and Temu from the East and Amazon from the West, although they're now in the Cape. But SARS has decided to tighten the rules. Tightening its grip on all clothing imports, it's likely to give the e-commerce giant a boost on its home turf. We'll get to that story a little bit later on, because if you are one of the folks who uses those two brands in particular, or the overseas Amazon, you've already gone through hoops of fire in terms of what you're doing more than two imports a year. You must get your import permit. You're an importer. What? No, I just wanted to do an online shop. Anyway, it's getting a little bit ingewikkeld, maar ek het die story a bietjie later op die show for you. The big story of last night, though, was the sporty story. Australia knocked out of the T20 World Cup. Hey, what a day. India absolutely thrashed the Aussies in their tie. And then the Aussies were kind of hoping that Afghanistan would be beaten by Bangladesh. It did not happen. Afghanistan secured a historic, 8-run win over Bangladesh in another rain-affected thriller in the West Indies. So the 2021 T20 World Cup champions, tot ziens, sayonara, schnookums, gone, bundled out. The result sees Afghanistan in the semi-final of the T20 World Cup. You're never going to guess who they play.
Tell me.
Us. Thursday morning. 2:30. Dis vroeg opstaan vir daai wedstryd. Ai, 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 ai. Thursday, the first of the semi-finals, the Proteas versus Afghanistan, 2:30 in the morning. Aye. And then England versus India, the second semi-final, also on Thursday. And that's at a slightly more civilized half 5 in the middag. Oh, boy. Well, the big freeze is over, although Chanel and I both have long sleeves and hoodies and things in the atelier, most. But we've got hot hits. Come on, let's get hot together.
And now. 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.